fight. How's it going?
Hello, sir.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
A little tired from all the questions?
Not too bad.
I'm ready.
Alrighty. Excellent. Let's start right here.
Okay.
The first question was, is it necessary to go to film school to make movies?
About that.
Well, I think that... Well, it depends.
Okay.
It's been proven time and time again you do not have to go to a film school to be a filmmaker, so you have to really decide, find out what's best for you.
Okay.
For me, film school is the route, but it might not be for someone else.
Okay.
Many people working today did not go to film school.
Lee was asked, why did you do a video for the United States Navy?
No, at first you have to understand that the first person to die in that fought in the Revolutionary War was a black man, Christopher Attucks. African Americans fought in the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, the Spanish-American War, World War I, World War II, the Korean War, Vietnam, and historically, the United States Navy has been the most racist of all the armed forces, and they wanted to correct that. So they said, Spike, we know we've had a terrible legacy. We know we've been the most racist of all the armed forces. We want to change that. Can you help us? I said, okay, I'll try. Plain and simple.
Do you think you did crap? Like, how do you think you helped it? Were there more recruitments?
Well, they said, I mean, it was no great spike, you know, no pun intended, but it helped change the perception. Of the Navy being more open to people of color than the Marines and the Army and the Air Force have been over the years.
What are your thoughts on Cuban cinema? And did you see the Cuban documentary on Huey P. Newton, the co-founder of the Black Panther Party?
Well, I'm not really up on Cuban cinema. And what I did was really, it wasn't a documentary, sort of like a docudrama. What it was is that Roger Smith, we just filmed a one-man stage show we've been doing for years about Huey P. Newton. I would like to see the Cuban version of a documentary on Huey P. Newton, but I have not seen it yet.
Is that because you can't? Is it born in America? Is that a problem, like going to Cuba and getting access to Cuban cinema?
Well, there's a thing called embargo. You know, the United States not doing I'm too visible to come up to Toronto, then fly to, you know, they're putting people in jail now to do that, unless you get sanctioned by the State Department.
Lee was asked about his views on the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination.
This is a Canadian thing, or is it worldwide?
UN.
February 21st, when they had the massacre in Sharpeville, since that day it's been.
How many years has it been?
1960, they killed 69 people in Sharpeville.
No, but how many years have they. Has it been an annual thing since 1960? Or just recently?
No, since 80-something. Yeah, since the early 80s. Well, my question kind of gets a little vague, so I was wondering what were you thinking about any other plans of, commemorating this specific day other than this, but obviously, no.
I mean, that's something really, you know.
Do you know that there I know that there hasn't been a lot of these involved. Do you know that there are any charities that this specific...
Don't know.
Is there anyone you've met or want to meet that blows you away?
Well, I mean, anytime I spoke to Stevie Wonder on the phone the other day, I was listening to one of his old albums, called him up. You know, that album, Inner Visions, man, woo! I remember hearing that in high school. I mean, as I said tonight, I'm very fortunate to be able to work with some giants.
The next person asked him about the Mau Maus of Kenya, and if he could start all over again, what would he do differently?
Mau Maus.
Yeah. I shot a film in Kenya about the Mau Maus. I haven't heard if you'll take it.
Okay.
My question is...
Is it a documentary about the Mau Maus?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not just about the Mau Maus, but about the issues. If you were to start over as a filmmaker, what would you do differently?
Nothing really. You know, You got to take the bumps and bruises with everything else. You know, it helps you learn.
What are your thoughts on current U.S. foreign policies?
Well, I'm not a fan of it. And what's scary is that they're trying to groom Jeb Bush for the next one. That's whoo. He's worse than his brother.
Is there anything that people don't ask you?
No, I mean, I just think that because of some of my films, I've done 18, 19 films, but because of Do the Right Thing, Jungle Fever, Malcolm X, questions tend to always, not always, but more often than not, revolve around race. You know, and it doesn't bother me. But I've been very careful not try to be pigeonhole myself in doing that. So I mean, if you really look at all the films line up from She's Gonna Have It to Does She Hate Me, you know, there's a breadth of different subject matters and topics that we dealt with.
The final question was, does a filmmaker have a responsibility to his or her community?
Well, I live in this world today and I'm a parent, so I think we all have a responsibility, whether a filmmaker wants to assume that responsibility is something else. But I view media as a very powerful instrument, and I know it's not something to be played with. Because images, you know, can be very important, can really influence, you know, many different things. So I'm very respectful, or try to be respectful of the medium.